The next patient is Ernestine Smith. The last name is SMITH. This is a clinical case of a 79-year-old African-American female that is referred by Ms. Karen Herrera. Karen, K-A-R-E-N, last name Herrera, H-E-R-R-E-R-A, P-A, for the CKD-3B evaluation. The patient has had a history of arterial hypertension that it seems to me that has been present for a lengthy period of time. The patient had a Doppler ultrasound of the kidneys in which the possibility of renal artery stenosis was ruled out. However, it was interesting that we were able to find smaller than expected kidneys. The right kidney is 8.3 centimeters, the left kidney is 9.7 centimeters. The patient was also evaluated by cardiology through a cardiac catheterization that was done in 2022 by Dr. Jones, and a coronary artery disease was not detected. Unfortunately, I don't have the echocardiogram. It is my impression that throughout the years, the patient has been with hypertension on and off. There is probably lack of consistency in taking the medications at all times. Period. The urinalysis fails to show the presence of proteinuria. The protein creatinine, the microalbumin creatinine ratio is within normal limits. It seems to me that the patient has nephrosclerosis associated to hypertension, and that is the responsible for the deterioration of the kidney function, CKD3B, with an estimated GFR that is around 37 mLs per minute. To a physical examination, there is significant amount of fluid retention. This is a 2+ preteen edema in the lower extremities, despite the fact that the patient has normal blood pressure taking hydrochlorothiazide. She has to restrict the sodium intake and the fluid intake. The sodium is less than 2,000 milligrams, fluid intake around 40 ounces in 24 hours. And number two, the patient has been told to have diabetes mellitus. The patient is taking pioglitazone. The hemoglobin A1C is less than 7%. The patient was given an extensive education regarding the diet. She's supposed to go into a plant-based diet, avoid the industrial production of food. She should emphasize the diet with fish, baked, and probably eggs, and go for the fruits, the grains, and the vegetables. She understood the diet, and we gave examples. Following number, the patient has a hyperlipidemia. She's treated with the simvastatin, the total cholesterol, 220. Following number, a history of peripheral vascular disease, stroke syndrome without any sequela, and following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. We are going to reevaluate this case in 6 weeks with laboratory workup. A paragraph, I invested 15 minutes reviewing the referral, 20 minutes with the patient, and 10 minutes in the documentation.